Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
All right, well, I think we should get this thing on the road. This week we decided to do top five religions, and we got Derek on.
You had me for a brief second.
I wanted to do that for so long.
You had me for a brief second.
That was so.
You did me too. And I think maybe I could make my list work with religions. I don't know.
It would be pretty funny, but we should not. We would all get in trouble.
I could definitely BS my way through it. No problem.
Oh yeah, I could too. It would be funny.
Is there any, just as a point of reference, is there any other religion outside of Christianity?
No, not any true one.
That's up to you.
Thank you, Caleb.
But anyway, actually, we decided to do top five travel destinations, and I thought, Derek, you would be a great addition because you love to travel. Travel's been a huge part of your life since I've been around you. And so, and I thought you'd bring some interesting, insights and so what do you think, Caleb? You got anything to add to that?
No, I'm glad you're here, Derek.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm not gonna lie, I toiled over my list for a long time. It was hard to pare it down. Not 20 minutes ago, I was sitting with Lacey and I was like, all right, this is what I'm thinking. And she was like, what about this place? What about this place? I was like, God damn it. We've traveled too many places, you know, and everything offers just something completely different, you know?
Yep.
So what's the format of the show here, fellas? I've got mine numbered five to one.
Well, I'd like to talk just a little bit before we get into our top five, just about how traveling has, been a part of our lives, maybe how we traveled as kids. Because I know, like for me specifically, the way I travel and the things I do and maybe don't do are definitely affected by the way I was raised. Obviously Katie brings, her family, experience, to the equation as well. So, I guess we'll start with you, Derek, since you're our guest. How did you travel when you were a kid? What did your family do?
Boy, you know, I don't want to be disparaging to Mark and Shelley. We didn't travel. We went to Florida when I was in fourth grade. And that's the only road trip that we ever went on. And that was, it was a huge trip for us. And it was by Suburban, maybe America's best road trip vehicle. I don't know. That's up for debate. Maybe. We did more like camping every year, like every summer, like we had our camping trips that we did with our family, like our very extended family, but it was never like destination travel ever. And I think that's what gave me the bug, honestly, to travel, was the fact that I didn't. Lacey and I's, even well before we got married, we were together 5 years, maybe more, before we got married, and that's all we did was travel. It started off with us going to Mississippi to go see Lacey's family and, going to family reunions for her side of the family. And we just found that we absolutely loved it. We travel well together. We travel very differently. Lacey is very type A and I'm very not. And that can cause some front seat arguments. I'm sure you guys can appreciate that. But having traveled together now for 15 years, I think we've dialed it in, you know.
I let her
plan some, and then she lets me fly by the seat of my pants some. So
cool. Yeah. What about you, nice. Caleb?
Yeah, growing up very similar to Derek, we did not do much traveling. If we did, it was always by car. In fact, the first time I ever flew, I was 19 and I paid for the, no, maybe it was 18, 19, something like that. But I paid for my ticket. We were big campers. That was pretty much what we did. Summers, we would go to Ludington State Park every year. That was kind of our big trip we did. And then the only other place we would ever really go to was, we had an aunt and uncle in Southern Indiana, that we would visit maybe once a year, maybe, kind of depended. But that was it. And then, you know, when I was really little, we went to Disney. I don't remember it. I think I was maybe three. No, I don't even, I think I was two. But then once I got a little bit older, traveling was more of a big thing for me. You know, once I became an adult and had my own money and could travel, I tried to as much as I could. And I do think part of it was the fact that we didn't do that growing up. So nice. Yeah, travel's been a huge thing for us. I would like to do it more, but you know, sometimes it's not always the easiest with kids and all that kind of stuff. But try to do the best you can. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, very similar. Did not travel very often, as a family. Definitely went camping a lot, went canoeing, or actually canoeing, slash camping trips a few times with the family. But then a lot of spring break road trips to Chicago. I've been to the top of the Sears Tower more times than I can say. As like, it was just a cheap trip, you know, and we'd go to the museums. We'd, you know, see all this, all, you know, the museums, the aquariums, the, all that kind of stuff. Which was fun. We always enjoyed that. There was two big trips in our family, growing up. One was second grade. We went to California to see my mom's aunt and uncle. They live outside of Los Angeles. And nice. When we were out there, we got to go to Disneyland and we got to go to Universal Studios, and Knott's Berry Farm, which is apparently it's still open and it's still a big deal out there, but it's more of like a regional park that you wouldn't, you know, it's like Cedar Point sort of thing. You wouldn't go that, you wouldn't cross country to go to Cedar Point. Yeah. You know,
did you fly or drive?
We flew. Yeah. So okay. that was the first time I flew, I believe. And then, seventh grade spring break, we drove down to Florida. I remember we saved our change for like, I don't know, it seemed like years, but it was probably like 3 months. we saved our change and we drove down to Florida, stayed at, Cocoa Beach. We saw a space launch and, ooh, cool. We went to Disneyland. Or Disney World. Disney World, but only trying to remember now. Well, we went to one of the parks. That's how much I remember it. It wasn't, and back then, you know, you go to a park, you don't really remember much as a kid like that. So right. I just remember being there. And only getting to go to one park. But yeah, those were the two big trips of our childhood. But yeah, pretty much other than that, a lot of camping trips, a lot of going up to Mount, where was it? Not Mount Pleasant. One of, you know, some little town up north, and, you know, thinking that we were going to this extravagant, you know, Yellowstone out in the middle of wilderness, you know, sort of trip, which is still cool, but it's not, you know, when you start to actually go to places like Yellowstone and Yosemite and some of these actually cool you know, national parks, then you start to see, oh wow, Michigan is cool, but there are cooler things out there as far as you know, just size and scale and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that was my childhood traveling in a nutshell, I guess you'd say. But yeah.
Nice.
Well, yeah, I think that pretty much, I mean, if anybody else, you know, wants to talk about anything, I think we could, unless anybody does, we could get into our top five. I thought of something.
Sure.
Let's jump into it.
Yeah. I thought of something funny, you know, when we have, I don't know if you have any more than five, Derek. But we always
I'm
have
show
honorable,
you.
We always have listener. Honorable mentions.
I did a a la carte one, and then I did a bucket list one as two.
Okay. Sweet.
I've got a lot here.
Okay. So yeah. Caleb, I thought, yeah. You know, if you have a lot of honorable mentions, we could call it a loose five. And then if you're right at five, we call that a tight five.
My favorite.
Yep.
So I got a loose five, but not too loose. But sounds like Derek, you're very liquidy and maybe diarrhea like.
I'm very loose.
like a wizard sleeve, right?
Oh, very much. What a goblet you've got there, Jay. Also.
Yep.
Wow.
It's related to one of my travel destinations, so I won't ruin it. I'll show you later.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess Derek, if you have any honorable mentions that didn't make your top five, I guess just rattle through those real quick.
Let's do it.
What you got?
I've got the Badlands National Park. I think one of the most underrated national parks that we have. Okay. Raleigh, North Carolina, very cool. Just couldn't make the top five. Okay. Lake of the Clouds up in the UP. Yep. Absolutely beautiful. Charlevoix, Marquette, and Lake Powell out in Utah.
Okay.
The city surrounding Lake Powell, an absolute shithole. But Lake Powell itself is incredible.
Okay.
So it's a damned lake. God, it's a goddamn lake, you know? So you're driving through like canyons, you know, but it's flooded. So you're like driving through mountains. It's absolutely incredible. I don't know if either of you have been out there.
No. No, but
I've not been out there. Nope.
Put it on your bucket list.
Okay, will do.
Well, it kind of is in one of my honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of. So,
you all right, go ahead, Caleb.
On that transition. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just did two honorable mentions. Italy, which I've already been to, but I want to go back because I went before I was married and I would like to go back with my wife and just eat all of the delicious food. So Italy is up there. And then number six is just RVing to all of the national parks and everything within the United States. You know, whether that's a year long or when you retire or whatever, I just would love to just be on the road, hit up as many national parks as I can, spend as much time as we can, see as much as we can. So yeah, RVing all of the national parks.
Love that.
Yep, for sure. All right. Well, yeah, I've got two honorable mentions that I've actually been to, and then I got four like bucket lists. I would say honorable mention. So we'll start with the bucket list ones. I want to go to Japan, Tokyo, Hong Kong, just cool places that I've seen in pictures and just, you know, really want to experience that culture. I want to go to the Netherlands and see, you know, where I have ancestors that are from. I know the town, it's a small town. I want to go there. And then Alaska, we had a cruise to Alaska that was supposed to happen the summer of 2020, and obviously got canceled because of COVID. So and everybody I've talked to that has been on an Alaskan cruise just says it's like one of the most amazing trips. So
yeah,
Those are my bucket list ones. And then I have two, California. We took a trip, basically from Portland down the coastline all the way down to Los Angeles, saw the Redwoods, went through San Francisco. This was all like during things were very shut down during COVID, and it was just a magical trip. We stayed in Yosemite National Park. Vivian, I remember this was the first time Vivian experienced watching the show The Golden Girls, and it was just like it was just so many cool like memories from that trip, and it was just so good for us as a family. So sadly didn't make the top five because we have other awesome trips that are also awesome. So and then the number six was Athens. We went on a trip to Athens last summer. It was part of a bigger trip that we went on a Eastern Mediterranean cruise. But the city of Athens was especially memorable to me. It was, again, awesome family time. We saw the Acropolis, saw a lot of really, really old stuff. And the food was just amazing. The only downside was it was like 120 degrees Fahrenheit when we were there, and it was just ungodly hot. And so you had to plan for not being outside in the middle of the day. it was a fun trip. And those are my honorable mentions. So
nice.
Was I supposed to give you my bucket list as part of my honorable mentions?
Go ahead. You can do yours now.
All right. I've got Yosemite, Joshua Tree, Banff, Bryce Canyon, Baja, Zion National Park, and the Redwoods. I'm just going to zip through them here. Yeah.
Nice. Those are some, I mean, obviously I had some of those in mind and highly recommend. Yeah. Those are some great spots. I've heard Banff is just beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't make my list, but we went to Glacier National Park, which is just on the American side.
Yep.
And it's incredible.
Nice.
Absolutely incredible.
Okay. All right. Well, so, Derek. Yeah, go ahead, Caleb. What you got?
I was gonna say, so as we roll into top fives, are most of your top fives places you've been or places you want to go or a combination? Just curious, just wondering where you guys kind of fell in that.
Yeah. All of mine are places I've been.
Okay.
All of mine are places I've been and want to go back to soon.
Got it. Okay. Just curious.
Yep. So I guess we'll start with you, Caleb or Derek. Do you want to give us your number five? And
I do.
Maybe a brief story about how it was awesome. And
sure. Number five is the bottom, right? I just want to make sure we're doing this in the right order.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You're ending with your favorite.
Okay, great. My number five is Corolla in the Outer Banks. It's spelled Corolla, but these losers call it Corolla. I don't know what to tell you. we were just there with some friends. It's a very, like, I've never been to the Outer Banks before. It was absolutely incredible. What drew me was the fact that you can drive on the beaches there. And there's just miles and miles and miles of beaches. And specifically in the town of Corolla, they have a population of wild horses that were brought here a long time ago by the Spanish. And they, you know, they still just live wild. So we went beach driving with the intent or the hope of finding these horses. And it was like a super highway on the beach. Like, it's 300 yards wide. And then, like, up to your left is just sand dunes that you can go over. And then you're, like, in somebody's backyard. Wow. It was incredible. And then, like, all the roads that lead through the area are just, like, sand trails. And we were bombing through those. And then we stumbled upon wild horses. It was absolutely magical. Wild horses are something that Lacey and I have wanted to see forever. We've spent a lot of time out west. I think you always hope maybe you'll see wild horses, even though we were never really in places that held a population of wild horses. But I never thought that going to North Carolina would be where I saw them. Sure. And for me, that was super memorable and very cool experience.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's a good number five. Okay. Caleb, what do you got?
So pretty much all of mine are places that are my bucket list or places we have not been to and want to go. So number five is Patagonia in Chile.
Ooh,
I've always wanted to go there to see the scenery, the landscape. There's just so much. I mean, there's mountains, there's volcanoes, there's forests, there's like everything you could ever imagine.
The factory direct store is there.
Yeah, right. I think there's an outlet store. Yeah, for sure.
Sorry.
But no, I would love to go there. Chile in general would be really cool to go to, but Patagonia specifically is definitely on my bucket list and one we need to go to. So
nice. Caleb, I don't want to correct you, but I think it's pronounced Chile.
Sorry. I'm white, if you can't tell. So
He pronounced it in white.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. It is Chile. You're right.
All right. My number five, Hawaii, or Hawaii. Yes. Been there twice. Both times we were visiting Katie's brother, who was living there at the time. This is also with his now wife, Alira. Actually, one time we visited there was for their wedding, and I married them on Lanikai Beach, which is kind of north of Oahu on or north of Honolulu on Oahu. And just one of the most beautiful places ever. It's a picturesque coastline that has these two islands off the coast that if you saw them, you'd be like, oh yeah, I've seen that on a postcard before. I didn't realize that was a real place. It turns out it is a real place, and it's beautiful and amazing there all the time. And so we definitely spent a good chunk of both trips there with the family. We went to the North Shore, which is a great surfing location, great just like these little sleepy beachy towns. But also we went on a four-wheeler tour in a valley that a large chunk of the first Jurassic Park was filled in. And Katie has a very unique story four-wheeling in these trails, and it's one she's embarrassed about. So it'd be one that you'd have to ask her about, because I would probably get in trouble if I told the story on a podcast. But just amazing memories of the family. Yes, we saw a velociraptor and she pooped her pants. that was awesome part of the trip. But then we also spent half of both of our trips on the Big Island. One of the trips was with our friends Brett and Jamie, and we did some off-roading on some black sand beaches with our rental Jeep, which we weren't supposed to do that, but we did. We had a run-in with a guy who offered us some Ono berries, which looked a lot like marijuana. And it was just a funny story that we, you bring up over, just over time, when you see each other. And and then it was kind of capped off by our volcano helicopter ride. We got to go over the active volcano on the east side of the Big Island. And we got so lucky, apparently, because there's not always running active lava, but we got to see some, and it was so hot, but it was just so cool and such an experience that if anybody gets to Hawaii, that's definitely something that people need to do when they're there. Hawaii, number five, definitely. Nice. I've been there twice. I want to go back you know, 10 more times in my life. It's just such a perfect place. Oahu specifically, if it's raining on one side of the island, you can just cross the mountain range that splits the island in two, and it's sunny on the other side. So it's literally always sunny and 75 somewhere on that island. It's amazing. And it takes like half hour to get to the other side of the island from memory. I think there's sometimes traffic that'll slow it down at times, but yeah, just a little piece of paradise. That's my number five. So
nice.
Yeah. Derek, cool. What do you got for a number four?
Mine is Charlottesville / Shenandoah Valley, because they're right next to each other.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really expect it. Oh, this was on the same trip where we went to Korla. Okay. Keegan wanted to go, I can't remember the name of the bar that Dave Matthews used to work at. but he wanted to go to this bar.
Yeah.
And so we went, and I kind of thought Charlottesville was going to be a throwaway. Literally all I knew about it was white supremacists marching with tiki torches. But turns out the city is really cool. It had a lot of really cool like shopping centers, like an older part of town, and then like very posh like shopping centers with great restaurants. And then the Shenandoah Valley National Park is 30 minutes outside of town, which for me, it was incredible. That mountain range, you know, being part of the Smoky Mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, they're so old, and the history that they hold. I'm kind of a snob for national parks, and I think that's one of the, it's a really cool one. It's not flashy like Yosemite, like Glacier, like these big ones, you know, but there's a lot of history over on that side of the country, and just to read the accounts of the people who used to live there, and it was very cool.
Nice.
Cool.
I like
yeah,
that.
I think I read somewhere that that's like top two or three national parks.
Really?
Like rated. Yeah, even though it's not, you know, super well popular, I read somewhere that it's like top two or three, like need to get over there. So,
Yeah, it's very cool. And there's a great roadway through it. I don't know if either of you guys ride motorcycles, but if you did, and if you found yourself there with a motorcycle, it'd be a hell of a ride.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
All right. Nice. So my number four is Spain / Portugal. Again, I have not been there. This is a destination that Tori and I have talked about going to many times and really want to go. My wife's been to Spain once. I've never been to Spain, but would love to go. And then since I'm right there, I would love to go to Lisbon in Portugal as well. The dream would be to start in Madrid and then kind of move to Barcelona and then go to Lisbon to kind of wrap up the trip. But yeah, one day we'll get there. Preferably it would be over football season, so I could go to like a Madrid and then a Barcelona game and then, you know, another game in Portugal too. So that would be a dream. That would be an awesome trip for sure.
Nice. Definitely. It's on my list, but yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Like, what else is near Portugal? Like, right, what else is right there?
Well, Portugal and Spain are.
Spain is right there.
Next to each other. Yeah. And then on the west coast is the ocean, and then the east coast is Spain.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I think
so is the north and south.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, my number four is Paris. We got to go there in late 2021, I believe it was. COVID was just starting to loosen up to where you could travel if you had COVID tests, you know, if you had you had to show your card and all that kind of stuff at the airports. And so we got to pretty much go right as things were opening up. And Paris was luckily, you know, one of the more open places. You had to have a mask on indoors, I believe it was. But it was Again, we were visiting Katie's brother and sister-in-law and their two kids. And so we were staying with them. They live, you know, just outside of Paris. So we got to, first part of the trip was it was part of a larger trip that involved other countries, but this was kind of my favorite part of the trip. The first thing we did when we got into Paris was we went to Disneyland Paris. It was just so magical. It's so cool to see a park, you know, that, I mean, you feel at home, like you're in a Disney park, but it's everything about it is just a little different. And so you just appreciate all the little differences that you see and things. And that was just so magical. And then we got to go to Paris proper, and you know, we got to we got a paid tour guide to guide us through the Louvre, which most idiots call it the Louvre. we saw the Mona Lisa, which was very underwhelming. Long line to see just a tiny little painting. And you didn't even get that close to it anyway, because people, you know, try to, you know, vandalize it and all that kind of stuff. So they keep you at a distance nowadays. But it was still like the Louvre as a whole was just very cool to just see awesome old things that, you know, you're just like, oh yeah, I've seen that in a book before. that looks like something I learned about in school. A lot of that kind of stuff. And then obviously the food and the wine, the charcuterie boards were just amazing. We have a funny story where, you know, I was asking for more prosciutto, and the lady's like, oh, you want more ham? I'll get you some more ham. It was just like, I was trying to act fancy, and she's like, I'll get you more ham. But yeah, and then obviously we saw the Eiffel Tower, and we took all, you know, took a couple bus tours around town. Got to see, just a lot of cool things. Definitely want to go back. We spent 2 days in Paris, and we could have spent 2 weeks there. It was just everything about it was just awesome. But yeah, that was my number four.
Nice.
Derek.
All right, so my number three, is Sedona, Arizona. So we used to live in Flagstaff, which is like 45 minutes north of Sedona. And so we would venture down there quite a bit. Arizona's kind of unique in the fact that it has a lot of elevation, which I never thought that it did. I always kind of thought of Arizona as a flat ass desert. But with that comes a lot of microclimates. So like on my birthday, which is January 1st, at our house in Flagstaff, it was 20 degrees and snowing like crazy. And I had never had a warm birthday before. So I said, let's go down to Sedona. So we drove down there, and it was 75 and sunny.
Nice.
And I don't know. Have you guys been there?
No.
Nope.
Okay, it's actually where a lot of like the westerns were filmed back in the day.
Like drive Dirty down. Harold?
I'm not sure, Jake. I just know that a lot of them were. So you drive down from Flagstaff, and it's called Oak Creek Canyon, and you go from 7,000 feet down to like 4,000 feet. Wow. It's the elevation difference from Flag to Sedona.
Nice.
And it's the most winding road. I mean, you look at it on the map and it looks like a bowl of spaghetti. Like it is insane. And then you can't fathom it. You know, you're coming from Flagstaff and it's all volcanic mountains. And then you get down into Sedona and it's like the most vibrant red rock like that I've ever seen in my life. And they just, the mountains are just like shooting up all around you. It's breathtaking. It's also a very spiritual place. I didn't know that when we first went there. There's a lot of vortexes. If you guys are into vortexes, But you'll see a lot of people down there, like on
like a beer journeys. Vortex when you're drinking a.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Jay. Yeah,
those are very spiritual.
Very spiritual vortexes. But you see a lot of that down there, and it's just very cool. You see a lot of people down there who are on these, you know, quests or spiritual, you know, looking for enlightenment or whatever. But the hiking there is incredible. The off-roading is incredible. I had a dirt bike when we lived there. The dirt biking in Sedona is incredible. I struggled not to put that on my top. Sedona has a lot to offer. I told Lacey it's not number one for me because it's a little kitschy, right? Like I mentioned the vortexes. So you get a lot of candle shops, you get a lot of crystal shops, gem shops. One of our favorite stores, free shout out, not a sponsor of the pod, is a store called Not Yet. We're open to it. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a
for sure.
Store.
I'm open to a lot of things.
It's a store called Little Tibet. And it's exactly what you would expect, you know, but it's a fun place. Sedona is very cool. And the food is incredible too. It's like there's cactus on the menu there. Like I've never seen that before in any of my travels, but cactus is also very good. You know,
did you eat it?
I did. Yeah.
What is it? Is it like similar to anything? Like, can you compare it to anything?
The way that I had it prepared was in like the form of a French fry.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And I would say it's a little, it's not as dense as a potato. Like when you bite into it, like there's a little more give to it. And if memory serves, maybe just a little bit of heat.
Okay.
Which I didn't expect. But yeah, very I wouldn't good.
Think so.
Very, very good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So that was your number
three, right?
Okay. Yep.
Caleb.
So my number three is Australia. We were supposed to go to Australia on our honeymoon. That was our plan, and that was what we were supposed to do, but never happened. So almost 15 years later, we still have not been on a honeymoon. So, but no, we would love to go to Australia. I would love to start in Sydney, fly to Sydney, maybe go to the opera, hang out there, see the scenes, and then go up north to the Gold Coast. On the way there, I know there's some like wildlife sanctuaries and things like that that we would stop at and visit, and then end the trip a little even further north in Brisbane. Those are kind of the three places we've talked about going and wanting to visit. So Australia is definitely huge on our bucket list, one that I'm bummed we never made it to, but one day we'll get there. So that's my number three.
Caleb, I have to suggest, I've never been, but Fraser Island in Australia is supposed to be amazing. It's the world's largest sand island.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Write that down.
Nice. Fraser Island. Type in it Fraser in my Island. Notes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My number three is England/Scotland. We took one kind of big trip there where we started in London and we made our way up. made our way up to Scotland, ending in Glasgow. This trip was partially planned by our favorite co-host Caleb here. It was part of a church trip that we took that was that ended in Iona, on the island of Iona. But the first thing we did when we got there actually was we spent some time in London. We got to see a Manchester City match at Arsenal, which is in London, at Emirates Stadium. We drank at the away pub, which apparently all these English soccer clubs have away pubs because it gets too rowdy.
Gotta be and, safe.
Yeah, they have to keep the fans separate at these sporting events in Europe, apparently. And So we saw a match there. Let's see. Yeah, we basically did all the touristy things in London. You know, we got a tour of Buckingham Palace. We drank at the pub that is from Mary Poppins Returns. Turns out it's like two blocks from Buckingham Palace. We were just looking for the closest bar and we're like, this place looks familiar. And then we started reading about it. And it's like, oh yeah, that's like a main location in Mary Poppins Returns. And it's like, oh my gosh. So we got some pictures there. We saw a show at the William Shakespeare Globe Theater. It's the famous outdoor one. And it rained while we were there. So it was like the whole thing. It was how we experienced it. We drove on the other side of the road on tiny streets. You can ask our travel companion, Becky Burton, about her experience driving on the other side of the road with tiny streets.
They are tiny.
Yep. And then we, like I said, we made our way up north. So we, on our way up north, we stopped in Manchester, stayed for a couple days with a family friend. Hi, David and Sue. They let us stay at their house and, we got, to tour the Etihad Stadium, which is the home, field of Manchester City, which is the team that we support. So that was really fun. And then on to Scotland, we ended up in, Oban, which is a little fishing community just on the coast on our way to Iona. And we got, drank a lot of scotch at the distillery there. And this is the part of the trip that was basically planned by Caleb. We got to go to the island and it's just like the most isolated, like the most away from everything that I felt. But like I was in a community, I was in a town, but it was just like it just like brought you back 30, maybe even 50 years. It was just like that, almost like, what would you call it? Just, old, just, but it was a comfortable, it was like, you were like, man, this place is just so beautiful. And just like, you understand why people like to get away and go to locations like this. It was just such a great place. I remember, going back to Oban, the fishing community, we got to have mussels right on the dock where they came in off the boat, and like they had this little stand there where they fry things up and serve it to you fresh, and it was just like some of the most amazing seafood I've ever had in my life. But that's my number three, England and Scotland.
Nice.
All right, so my number two is Estes Park, Colorado.
Okay, yes.
Have you been, Caleb?
I have, yep.
Yeah, so we went there last summer. Lacey and I took a road trip out there. We actually went out for a concert at Red Rocks, but turned it into a whole trip. Similar to Charlottesville and Shenandoah Valley National Park, Caleb, like Rocky Mountain National Park is right outside of Estes Park, Colorado. But I think Estes Park holds a lot too. Yeah. Caleb, you?
I agree. I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Just a very cool mountain town. We ended up, I didn't know you could actually do this. We stayed at the YMCA. I didn't either. So I wanted to go fly fishing. I wanted a guided fly fishing trip. So we ended up calling this place and I was like, hey man, while I got you on the phone, do you know anywhere good to stay? And he was like, oh yeah. Like we always like you stay at the YMCA. And I was like, you're joking me, right?
Young man. Are you talking to me?
So we ended up staying there. It was very cool.
Did you get yourself clean?
Experience.
Sorry.
I did, Jen, yes. any more one-liners?
Who did you hang out with while you were there?
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
A very different experience. You know, we usually stay Airbnbs or hotels, or we camp when we go places. And this was very cool. They have cabins there that you can rent, like whole family. You could stay there. We stayed in one of their hotels. Very, very cool. And then Rocky Mountain National Park, we went into there as well. Again, just breathtaking beauty. The wildlife is out of control. Like you're at Estes Park, and you shouldn't be surprised if an elk just strolls up, you know, right up Main Street. Like, very, very cool.
Nice. Yep. Love it.
First time I got to see somebody blow glass was in Estes Park. That was a really cool thing to see him do that. So,
that's yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so my number two is the only one on my list of a place that I've been to but want to go back, and that's Scotland. It probably should have been number one. Scotland is not only a place I want to visit, but it's a place I am trying to convince my wife to move to, but with no luck so far. Would love to live in Scotland. So I've been to Scotland. I did, as Jay was saying, that trip that he went on. I helped plan and organize. I didn't get to go, unfortunately, because I found out I was having my daughter the week that they were leaving. So it kind of makes it hard. but I did a pre-trip where I kind of planned everything and court figured everything, you know, logistically and all that kind of stuff. So that's what brought me to Scotland, but I loved it. So I've been to Glasgow. I've been to Oban, but I want to go back with the family. Oban is where I would love to live someday. It's probably my favorite town I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Right there on the ocean, just small, tiny, has the best scotch I've ever had. You know, so everything's right there. So, but I would love to go with the family and would love to take the Harry Potter train with my son, as he's a huge Harry Potter fan. And there's other places that I haven't been to. Like, I'd love to go to St. Andrews. I'd love to go to, just really anywhere. I was mainly on the west side, so I haven't been like to the north or to the east side.
Edinburgh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, Edinburgh would be cool to see. So yeah, Scotland's my number two, and hopefully one day my home. So we'll see if that works out. But
cool. All right, my number two is Australia. Caleb, it was funny. I've done all those things you want to do.
Nice.
We started in Sydney. We flew in. And literally the next day, like when we still had jet lag, we saw a show at the Sydney Opera House. It was one of our favorite bands, Bon Iver. The only thing that was tough about it was I was literally falling asleep during the show because I was so tired. We should have had probably one or two more days of cushion between trying to do something at night in a time zone that was, what is it? Is it like 14 hours or something like that?
Yeah,
something like that. In the future. And so, yeah, it's a tough one to acclimate to. But it was my first experience driving on the other side of the road. This was the year that Vivian was born, so it was 2012. After flying into Sydney, spent a couple days there. We met up with Katie's brother, who drove up from Canberra, which is the capital of Australia. Not many people know that. So we went down and visited him there for a few, like, I think it was probably close to a week. I remember spending St. Patrick's Day there. And also we got to watch an Australian rules football game, which was fun. From there we drove up with a rental car up to the Great Barrier Reef, so up to the Gold Coast. We stayed in this sleepy little town called 1770. It literally was the number 1770. Sometimes it has to be written out to use letters, but the town is called 1770, which was the year that Captain Cook founded it. So we drove up there. We got to take a ferry out to the Great Barrier Reef, got to go scuba diving with a guide, saw a shark. It was like everything that you'd think it would be. It was just like so cool. Then while we were there, our town got flooded by a 2-day rainstorm, and we had to abandon our rental car because there's one road in and out of this town, and we had to charter a plane from a grass runwayed airport from a prop airplane pilot named Woody showed up barefoot and flew his airplane with his knees while he was talking on his cell phone. And I somehow felt safe the whole time. Like, you could tell this was his probably 1,000,000th flight.
He's done it before.
And, yeah. And it's like one of my most cherished pictures is me and Katie, who was pregnant at the time.
With Woody?
With Woody in front of the airplane, barefoot. And it's just like awesome. Just like, just felt like we were in Australia. One of my favorite things of the whole trip was getting to see kangaroos in the wild, like we see deer here. It's just such a cool experience. We were in a city park, and there was just kangaroo all over the place, and it was just so cool. The only thing that could have made the trip cooler was at the time we were so poor. We were, you know, we're great planners and we're very resourceful. But if we could go back, you know, now that we've got a little bit more money, like that's the only thing that could have made that trip cooler was just being able to do a little bit more. That was our number two, Australia. Highly recommend.
Isn't that kind of though what makes a trip fun is like trying to stretch a dollar?
Yeah,
you know,
being creative. Yeah.
Yeah. I just find that there's a lot of like the big flashy places, no matter where you go. And for me anyway, like I prefer to walk right past those places. And like, I like to immerse myself in an area. Like it's no different than, you know, living in Grand Haven. Everyone wants to go down to, you know, all these different places. It's like, well, no one really goes out to eat down there, you know, or you know, it's the same anywhere, it is true. You know. Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. All right. My number one.
Number one.
Is the Grand Teton National Park in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Lacey and I, when we got married, we did a out west road trip for our honeymoon. Nice. We did Big Sky, Grand Tetons, and then spent a bunch of time in Yellowstone. And Grand Tetons was like I'm looking on a map and I'm seeing what else is close to Yellowstone. I had a hard on for getting into Yellowstone, which in its own right is very cool.
Yeah.
And the Tetons, it was like, well, we can mark it off the list, you know, like that'll be another national park that we've gone to. So we didn't give it near the time that it deserved. And if I could go back and do it again, I would not spend that much time in Yellowstone and I would spend all my time in the Grand Tetons. So we drove out there. We had a Honda Element and we set it up that we were going to sleep in the car. Like we're going to camp out of the car, but on the way out, we're going to sleep there. And so we're driving out and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm literally, Lacey's passed out in the driver's or the passenger seat. Great co-piloting. And I've got the window down, like hanging my head out the window, like trying to stay awake. And we've all been there. It's pitch black. I can't see a thing. And
right now
we pulled it off. I'm blind. In the story, Jay, it was pitch black. Couldn't see a thing. And we pulled off and we're like, yeah, we need to get some sleep. So we crashed and I woke up and I swear to God, I was in Switzerland. Like it was like I just transported. Like I've never seen mountains like that before in my life. The peaks. Have you guys been out there?
No.
Yes. Yep. We've not been to the Grand Tetons. We spent a bunch of time in Yellowstone. And in fact, Katie said she loved my top five, but she probably would have switched Australia out for Yellowstone. Which I don't necessarily disagree. I think the only downside was we didn't get to spend enough time in Yellowstone. I think we only spent two or three days there. But heard the same thing about the Grand Tetons. And so obviously we got to get back out there.
Yeah. That's one thing that, as I'm closing up my list, we used to do a lot of that. Like, well, we'll go to this one thing and then we'll go see like the little things around it, you know, to justify the trip or just to cram it more full. And we have learned to just slow down when we travel. Like I said earlier, like immerse yourself in an area. Yellowstone was absolutely beautiful. We stayed there for 5 days. Like you said, Jay, like, I don't know that that's enough.
There's a lot.
I think you could probably be there for 2 to 3 weeks. And still not see everything, you know?
Yeah.
Was it like they have a stat that like 80 or 90% of the people in Yellowstone see 10% of the park? You know, you drive on the road, you look for the buffalo, you go see all the big things. You go see Old Faithful, right? And you go see whatever, the bubbling mud pots or whatever. But there's so much more that the park has to offer that most people just don't see because they don't leave the comfort of the roadway in their car. And so that said, we didn't spend that much time in the Tetons. We were there for maybe 6 or 7 hours. And that was in 2012, you know, and that place has held such a special place in my heart, in my memory for so long, even with such little exposure to it.
Nice. Cool. Nice number one.
Thank you.
Sounds like that's next trip, huh?
Man, I wish. I wish. We're actually getting ready to go back down to Flagstaff probably in a month or so. So, but yeah, I want to get back out there really bad. It used to be I could drive out to Montana pretty much blindfolded. Like anytime we had time off, it was we're going to Montana.
Montana,
Yeah. Montana, Wyoming, you know, all out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what mountain range do you have as a tattoo on your forearm? Is it
that's one from Mount? That's the Grand Tetons.
Tetons, yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Cool. That's what I thought.
Which in the mother tongue does mean Grand Tet. Anyone wanted to know.
You should have put it on your chest.
I have it on.
Oh,
put it around your Tetons. You should put the Tetons around your Tetons.
Look at these Grand Tetons. All right, Caleb.
So my number one is a recent addition that I think would be amazing, and it's Disney's Around the World trip. I don't know if you guys have ever seen or read or done anything about that, but it's a 24-day private jet tour around the world.
Wow.
You visit 12 amusement parks. So Tokyo, Disneyland, Paris, Disneyland. You visit the Taj Mahal, the Pyramids of Giza, the Eiffel Tower. So you start in California. Then you go to San Francisco, Tokyo, Shanghai, China, Hong Kong, India, Cairo, Egypt, Paris, France. And then you end in Orlando, Florida.
Wow. So you're literally... That's literally the ride Soarin', but in real life.
Yep, correct. That's what the trip is based around.
I love it. Is there a price tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I gotta know.
Guess. Just throw out a figure what you think it costs.
60.
No, nope. I think it's got to be over 100,000.
It is.
Oh,
the cheapest. The cheapest ticket is $115,000.
Oh my god.
For one person, obviously.
And how many
24 days?
24 days. Wow.
Yep.
That's a whirlwind.
Wouldn't that be awesome though?
I think that's too fast. I mean, yes, it would be awesome and to be able to say you did it, but
you got like a you get your own private jet for the most part. I mean, you know, you're there with 100 and however many people fit on that jet.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
But, and they said, I don't remember. You have like your own chef on the plane, and then there's
that's pretty cool.
So there's your own staff, all that kind of stuff. Like that would be
well. When I feel the need to literally set money on fire, I'll do that.
Yeah, I put it number one because I knew it would never happen, but it sounds like it would be a blast to do. Yeah. So all those places are places I would love to go too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. All right. Well, my number one is somewhat related, but it's just Disney World. It's kind of hard to follow up yours.
I was halfway expecting that you said, Caleb, I've actually done this trip. That's what your whole list has been.
Either that or it's we're actually going on that trip.
Yeah, that's what we're doing this summer. No, so mine is just Disney World. I actually counted, and I'm pretty sure that the number is pretty accurate, but we've done 10 trips to Disney, well, I guess 9 trips to Disney World and 1 to Disneyland since October of 2020. It's kind of one of those things that we always wished we did more of before COVID. And then when things, you know, all that stuff shut down and, you know, we kind of decided to invest in our, you know, in our vacations and, you know, prioritize going on trips. We kind of found Disney World, even though, you know, we would go every, you know, 2 or 3 years up to this point. We decided to start going more often, and it just kind of became, you know, our magical place. It's Disney, it's expensive. But if you are smart and you put in a little effort to research, and which is, you know, these are things that Katie and I both love to do. She is way better at it than I am, but we both love to do this. It's like a big game, and you get the Disney World app on your phone, and you can just, you know, game the system and you know, get all the fun experiences. We purchased a Disney timeshare, which we always said we weren't going to buy a timeshare, but it's kind of different. We get to, you know, basically go for about 3 weekends a year, long weekends. And this is not a sales pitch by any means. I really try not to tell people that we are Disney Vacation Club owners. But it's how we can make it work for us, because it is expensive and it's not something everybody can do, but we've found so much joy going there as a family. And in the last couple of years, we've started to bring family and friends. We brought Caleb, you and your family. We've started to bring our nieces and nephews as they graduate from high school. So we got to bring my oldest niece Evangeline a couple of years ago, and this Memorial Day we are bringing my second niece Juniper. And so we're excited to plan all this. We're getting ready to put an itinerary together and start planning what we're going to do, where we're going to stay when we bring her there, where we're going to eat. I mean, there's just so many fun things to do, and it's so fun to get to experience it with people that you love and that maybe not been there before, and just kind of show all the cool things that we've learned. It's just such a part of us. We grew up, I mean, you guys too, but you know, we grew up with Disney, and it's kind of just this thing that's always been part of our lives. And now that we're adults and we make adult money and we get to spend it on what we want to. It's kind of one of those things that we just decided, we want this to be a part of our family for the foreseeable future. You know, it could change in 10 years where we don't want to do it anymore. But for right now, this is a big part of our travel life. And we like to see other, obviously we got to go to Disneyland Paris. Kind of the reason I want to go to Japan and Hong Kong is to get to those Disney properties as well. When we were in Hawaii, we got to go to the resort that's there. But Disney World is my number one. So
nice.
Awesome.
And it's, it's kind of funny. I made my whole top five without even considering Disney. Because it's not the same. I don't really consider it traveling. I consider it like it's like our second home sort of thing right now, because we go there so much and we know it so well. It's not really traveling to me. But then when I was talking to Katie about it, she's like, "You don't have Disney World down there?" I was like, "Oh crap."
Yeah.
And then as I started thinking about it more and more, and I was like, it's got to be my number one, doesn't it? So, I just turned my lights off. I can't see.
You've been there quite a few times. So, yeah, I would think so. There's a reason you keep going back, right?
Yep. Derek, we got to bring you guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you say you've been to Disney? You went to Disney as a kid, right? You said you had not. Okay.
Nope. Never been. Elliot wants to go desperately.
Oh my God. We would have so much fun with her.
If you go, yes. Go with them. They're the pros, man. They make the trip.
How old
easy
is Elliot?
And enjoyable.
He's 7. Oh,
this is like prime time.
It's like perfect age for her.
This is gonna happen. Just so you know.
Perfect.
Yep.
Let's do it. is this sponsored?
Yes.
Yeah. Is Disney a sponsor? Good for
Correct.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're our number one sponsor, closely followed behind BetterHelp.
Oh, wow.
No. Yeah. BetterHelp. Yeah. No, I think you got it wrong, Caleb. I sponsor Disney. And
right. That's right.
I mean, I guess at this point, how much money's been spent there, we should probably get some sort of kickback.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. So,
and a big shout out to Athletic Greens.
I'm trying to think, what's the brain things that Pete Holmes always, the gummy
Alpha Brain.
Yeah.
And of course we can't forget Charlotte's Web,
of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And indeed.
Funny. And indeed. Yeah, you can't hire without them.
Nope.
No.
I need an assistant.
Don't
to
forget
make my
to
coffee.
Go to indeed.com/high fives and get 10% off your next Indeed posting.
Love it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, do you guys have any like follow-up thoughts from maybe reactions from other people's top fives, or what are your thoughts?
I'm embarrassed that Yellowstone didn't make my list. I think that it should, you know.
I agree, Derek, actually. I mean, it should have made mine too.
Yeah, especially like mine are riddled with, you know, like national parks. Like that is the first national park. Like, I don't know.
National parks are amazing. Like, I always knew they were good. Like I said, we grew up going like, Michigan national parks aren't really national, like not like what you see when you get to, you know, Yellowstone and Yosemite. Like Yosemite is so cool. It's like, you know, those, like, I guess a lot of them were probably Disney shorts and stuff growing up, but they'd have these cartoons on TV that you'd see your favorite cartoon characters going to these national parks. They were really all modeled after Yosemite. Like everything about that is quintessential national park. Like you go there and you're like, I feel like I've been here before. Like it's that like iconic. And the same thing with Yellowstone, same thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
No, I was just going to say it makes me want to move my number six RVing to all the national parks up just because of all the
things. You should, Caleb. You absolutely should.
Yep.
Redwoods. It's not so much of a national park. It's more of a, I believe Redwoods is more, it's, I think it's both national and state park. There's parts that are both, but like just going and getting to drive through, those freaking trees are so big and so magnificent.
And you can pretend you're in Endor.
Exactly. You can pretend you're on a Star Wars, you know, moon planet, or not moon planet. It's the moon of a planet. But anyway, I mean, it's just so same thing. It's just like, man, I feel like I've seen this all before because it's so iconic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
none of mine was international. I'm now picking up on that. Quite honestly, there's been a lot of time in my life where I wanted to travel more internationally, and I still would love to. What I have found is that there is so much here. Well, I lied. Baja is on my list, but we can't. I mean, you know, that's just right there. There's just so much in this country. Like, if you want mountains, we've got mountains. You want desert, we've.
Oh, his internet.
He froze.
He did freeze.
Oh, we'll see if he comes back.
We'll cross our finger.
I'll edit this out.
Whole episode edited out. I don't know if he's coming back.
Baby, it's a good come freeze back. Frame, though. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong, and I just can't live without you.
Amen.
Derek, come back. Should I re-invite him?
No, you should be able to click on the link. You should have to re-invite him.
Yeah.
My shit is not working. He just texted. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah. It's a good way to end it.
It's always a technical difficulties are always the best way to finish.
Yeah.
Finish anything.
Pay your internet bill. We love you, Derek.
Don't live in the middle of the country, right? Or the middle of nowhere, right?
He's not that far outside of the city. Do you know where he lives? I'm not gonna say.
I want to say yes, I do. Yeah, because I talked to him and Lacey. Where was that I ran into them? It was like right when they had moved back into town from Arizona. And I ran in. Where did I run into them? I don't remember. But yeah, they were talking about their place. Yeah, it's not that far out, but.
All right. Well, I think we could let it go here. And sorry missed you at the end there, Derek, but what do we want to do next week?
I feel like I picked too many of late. You need to
pick. Let me look at the list here. I want to do board games.
Board games.
Yep.
Okay.
And I mean, I guess, how do we want to describe what is a board game? It's a game that you can play on a table.
I guess technically, if you're calling it a board game, it should have a board involved, right?
So something that has a board. Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that. I mean, I think if you want to put card games in, I don't have a problem with that, but
I'd say it's something that could be played on a board or has game pieces. Like, you think about a game board, you normally would be putting game pieces on it. I just know some games don't necessarily have a board because sometimes like they fit together, like Settlers of Catan. I'd consider that a board game, even though you're not playing on a board, you're kind of making your board.
Yep.
But yeah, let's do board games. Yeah. Speaking we love of board which, games
I,
in our house.
I guess it's not technically a board game, but I almost bought my first starter pack of those Disney cards tonight.
Yes.
I almost did it tonight, but I didn't. I should have. There's a local small kind of game shop that has them. So
cool. All right.
I didn't know where to start. They had two different ones and I didn't know which one.
Yeah, just get a starter. Just get a starter pack. It doesn't really matter where you start. There's the starter packs with they come with two colors, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I saw. It was like a black and a tan.
It was probably there's not a black color, but there's blue, there's purple, there's
maybe it was just a darker color.
Yellow.
Might not have been black.
There's green and there's red and there's steel, which is like a gray.
Have you played that Disney villain game?
Yes, we own it. I've only played it a couple times though. But it is fun. Pretty popular. But
yeah, I just saw that where we were there tonight.
Villainous.
Yeah, they had a ton of there's like four different
versions of it.
Boxes. Yeah, and I just didn't know what it was about. So
yeah, it's a fun game. Yeah. Well, next time we hang out, we'll have to play it because we have it. I think we have just the original version. But
sweet.
Cool beans. Yeah. All right. Board games it is.
Board games it is.
All right, Caleb. All right. Well, have a good week.
Same to you.
All righty. Yeah. I'm gonna hit end and it's gonna end everything. So
okay, have a good night.
All right, see you, buddy.
See you, man.
All right, bye.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit. Guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.